Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, one of my favorite texts is just fascinating to me as to how we deal with one another. And it's entitled, Getting Over the Hump. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, he said, beginning of verse 3, why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? You hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. So Jesus is addressing this concept of being a hypocrite. I love it when people say to me, you know, Pastor, I don't go to church because they're all a bunch of hypocrites. And my thought is, well, just come join us then, because I don't know any human that's not, to some degree, a hypocrite. But we all find it easier to point at somebody else's junk rather than dealing with our own. And one of the things that we learn in this is that that rarely ends well. There's a story that goes like this. A fellow went to church one Sunday with his family, and he accidentally forgot to silence his phone before entering into the worship service and the church service. As would always be the case, unfortunately, his phone rang out really loud during the pastor's prayer time. Well, the worshipers, church members, just sitting near the man, just chastised him and gave him that look. You know the look. When the pastor concluded his prayer, they all just kind of attacked him for interrupting the silence. The pastor from the platform scolded the dude at the conclusion of the service while walking out of the church. His wife, when he got in the car, lectured him relentlessly on his carelessness all the way home and how she had been so embarrassed. You know, you could almost feel the shame oozing off of his life. All of the embarrassment and humiliation on the guy's face. And later that evening, he goes to a bar. And, you know, at this point, it's like, I don't blame you, dude. You know, just he's gone to go get a drink. Still nervous, discouraged, disturbed by the incident that happened that morning at church of all places, after ordering his burger, he accidentally spills his drink on the table. The server apologizes and gives him a napkin to clean himself up and helps him kind of get everything cleaned up around him. The janitor mopped the floor around the table while he's offering a pat on the shoulder saying, dude, listen, it happens to all of us. The female manager walks over and offers him a complimentary replacement for the drink on the house and gives him a hug and a peck on the cheek. Says, don't worry about it, buddy. Who doesn't make mistakes? You know, the sad thing is, the man's never stepped foot back in the church again, but he hasn't stopped going to the bar. Are you with me? This parable ought to invite us and challenge us to judge less and be more understanding. Let's get the log out of our own eye before trying to get the speck out of our friend's eye first. Our words can and do have consequences. It's a beautiful reminder to treat others with less shame and more grace. Let me say that again. It's a beautiful reminder to treat others with less shame and more grace. Unintentional as it may be, if we're not careful, our attitude as followers of Jesus can drive a soul literally to hell. But you know what? We can make a difference by how we treat people and talk to people, especially when they make mistakes. This is when people can grow best. Listen up. It's not our job to fix people, change people, or judge people. However, it is our job to love people right where they are. So let us show God's love in a practical way to someone this week. Go ahead, be worth being. I know that you can make the case that scripturally there are times we are to judge other Christians and help kind of right their path. But even in that, Jesus is clear that we do that in love. We do it out of a proper motivation. We're not trying to replace God as a judge. We're trying to be gracious and kind. There's a big difference. And here in America, we seem to have it a lot easier than most people, and we love to point at somebody else's fault. Today, let's worry about the speck in our eye. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.